Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and I hope you guys have had a lovely weekend. It's spring here in Melbourne, and it's actually getting warmer, even though Melbourne sometimes has all over the shop weather. So I actually heard that today is going to be a hot day. It's like 30 degrees Celsius. But the next few days apparently are going to be raining. That's exactly what Melbourne is like. It's like hot 1 second. Like you got the aircon on 1 second and the next second you're putting the heater on. It's like insane. I don't think I've lived in Melbourne. Like I was born here in Melbourne. So I've always lived here except for when I went to uni, and I just don't think you get used to it. You're always like, what's next? You can't ever predict the weather. It's like you're always wondering, should I take a jacket? Should I wear pants? Yeah, it's always crazy like that in every time of the year. But it is actually going to be summer soon, so it's really exciting to have the nicer weather come through, which I'm sure some of you are heading into winter now. So it's a little bit weird to think that you guys are heading into winter, some of you, and I'm heading into summer. But yeah, it's nice to be heading into summer. I like having Christmas, like a summer Christmas. It's nice. I've never actually had a winter Christmas, I don't think, like a snowy Christmas. It must be weird for you, some of you guys. But anyway, today's episode is a pretty important episode where I want to help some of you that maybe go through some negative thought patterns and low periods in your life. And I want to help you through that because I want you to know that you're completely normal for having negative thoughts and having the ego kind of rule your life sometimes. And I know this feeling because I myself have suffered from depression and anxiety, and I still do sometimes to this day. Especially, and I'm going to talk about this, like especially when you go through a period of growth, sometimes to me, I feel worse before I feel better because I'm going through like growth periods are really messy. And often we don't show these messy parts of ourselves, like as an online person, or you might follow somebody that doesn't necessarily share these messy parts of their life with you. And then our ego plays on this idea that everybody's perfect. And I certainly have come up with this issue before with myself. And so I know that some of you might look at other people and, you know, among people who talk about a positive mindset, etc. And yeah, like we do, like I do practice this stuff on a daily basis. But also the critical thing to understand here is that it's not about falling into a pattern of engaging in the feeling and staying in there, but it is about having a sense of this is normal. Because with your ego and without smarting your thought patterns and trying to stay in alignment, you really want to be careful of moments where you try and push the feeling away and resist it. You do want to kind of allow it in to a certain extent in order for it to resolve, so you're not repressing it in any way, because that's also why a lot of people eat and hold on to weight and emotionally eat, because they're fearing these negative thought patterns, right? Because especially with law of attraction and manifestation, sometimes you get it in your head, oh shit, I've got negative thought patterns, now I've screwed up, now I'm not on a path to manifesting what I want. And maybe that comes up for you. Maybe you're afraid of your own thought patterns and you're afraid of your own feelings, and we don't want that, okay? Because you do have to have a connection to your feelings and honor them to a certain extent, okay? And the way that I see it is really from, I think you have to learn to get to a place of detachment. Like I've said this before, when you separate yourself from yourself in a way and you don't allow yourself to fall into an identity around those feelings. So what I mean by that is you're going to have bad days, but don't let those bad days create an identity of you being a certain person, because we all have multiple facets to our personalities, and we all have periods where we're maybe loud, where we're extroverted, or we're introverted, or whatever, or maybe we're going through periods where we're really inspired and we're creating, or we're like having a good time with our girlfriends and we're a good friend, or maybe we're really ambitious and we're being career orientated, or we've got all these different facets to our personality, and it's easy to cling on to one. Say if you're having a bad day and then be like, oh my God, I'm just a depressed loser. You know what I mean? That's kind of the issue when you cling on to the thought and you make it mean something, right? So you cling on to this. Like for example, like yesterday I had a few bad thoughts come up, and then I noticed my ego wanting to cling on to that and being like, oh, like you're a loser, or this, I don't know, I can't remember, like it wasn't like I'm a loser or whatever, but it's just funny how like brain chatter that goes on in the back of your head, like it's like, oh my God, I'm this and this and this person, or, and that kind of stuff used to come up sometimes, like I always talk about weight and stuff, it always came up around my weight, and it's not that it never comes up around my weight anymore. It may still do that. There was a point where it was like the opposite end of, instead of being too fat, it became, oh, you're too skinny, like you need to go to the gym and get some muscle on you, and like the negative voice in your head can cling on to anything negative that somebody says or that you've experienced. So like I'm not immune to that. It's just that it shifted so much for me that it's not anywhere near to the extent that it used to be. And it's so easy for me to kind of snap out of it. And so that's kind of where I want you to get to that place. And in terms of like around your body and stuff, like the things that used to come up for me would be like comparing myself to other women. So like putting other women on a pedestal, especially like if they had a good body, or I was feeling down about myself, I would put them on a pedestal and think that they're better than me, or they must just have more willpower than me, they must just be more motivated, I'm just not that kind of person, and therefore I can't achieve that goal, or that kind of stuff that goes through your head. And perhaps you're in a place now where maybe you've been going well with your eating, and then you fall back into emotional eating, right? You fall back into a negative place, and then you start to identify with that again, and your ego clings onto it. Like, see, I told you you're a loser. I told you that you can't stick to a diet, you know, and the ego and the negative thoughts, they take over. And the issue is when you start believing this voice, right? You start believing it. And often we start believing it also because we're surrounded by other people who also listen to the ego, and we're been brought up with parents who listen to the ego or family members, and then sometimes it's their thought patterns in our head, not even our own, right? So you wanna detach from this voice and be like, hey, this isn't even me. Like, this is somebody else talking, or this is just, it isn't even me. And so some of the things that might come up for you, especially around food and weight, like you might be going through like maybe judgment, maybe that the voice in your head, because mine used to be like, oh, everybody's judging me because I've put on weight, or I'm walking into the gym and everyone's looking at me because I don't know how to use the equipment, or everybody's looking at me because I do know how to use the equipment, or like whatever is going on. Or maybe, you know, you do reach your goal weight and then you're like, everyone's looking at me because I've lost weight. So it can be so many things where like your brain is going full ball in like anxiety about what's going on around you. And then it can be really hard to get into a place where you actually feel good, right? And these negative thought patterns are just going at it, like everything, criticizing everything. And that is something that really used to come up for me around food and weight. And then it transfers into other areas, like with starting my business. It's been a process for me to work on those critical thoughts. Like even with this podcast, like I have moments where I just think, oh my God, do these girls like what I have to say? Do they even like my podcast? Or like sometimes I go through these periods of anxiety about it. Like it's completely normal, you know what I mean? And it's not something that I want people to be ashamed of or hide, because I think that the more we own that and speak up about the fact that we all have this critical voice in our head that comes up from time to time. And the thing that I feel personally when the voice comes up, and when it used to come up around emotional eating, and when it used to come up around, oh my God, you know, I mucked up on my diet, now I'm a loser, and now I'm gonna get fat, and I can't believe like I ate all these carbs today, or whatever is like going on with that voice in your head, it's almost like I feel like I'm falling. Like my energy drops into this different level when I listen to that voice. And with my emotional eating, it's almost like I had to hold myself up energetically. I had to hold myself up to this place where that voice could chatter, but I didn't fall for it. And it literally feels like falling. It literally does, because you fall into this pattern of like, oh, like I'm not good enough, you know? And that could be around food. You could be like, I'm not good enough around food because I can't stick to anything, because I'm not like, you know, eating like that other person who is an influencer and promoting health or whatever. And it isn't about necessarily what you're doing. It's about the energy that you're in when you're doing it and your feelings around that thing that you're doing, right? So even if you're eating shit, you want to shift your energy around it, because it's from shifting your energy that you're going to be able to be in a position to make better decisions, okay? Because emotional eating, like you're turning towards food, you're turning towards these foods because you want to lift your energy up, right? And your brain and your body is just trying to help you, but food has been that thing that really does lift our energy. But when we overindulge, it does the opposite. But our brain kind of doesn't really know that, you know what I mean? So, because it's like it's just going by repeated habits. It thinks, oh, well, last time we had this treat, we felt good, so we're going to keep on doing that. But it's over time, you detach yourself from the ego, and then you see, hang on a second, the long term of this isn't helping me. Like, how am I going to feel after I eat this like after I binge on this meal, like how am I going to feel then? And then you show your ego that, and it's like your ego eventually, like your brain's eventually like, oh yeah, like this isn't for our greater good, you know? And that's part of how I overcame the binge eating. But like I said in a post the other day too, like you have to start giving to yourself more, right? You have to start giving to yourself more. And one of the ways you give to yourself is to not let yourself feel like a shit person for having negative thoughts, okay? Because you're not like the most successful person in the world, or the person with like abs, or like the toned, like nicest toned ass, like they're going to have negative thoughts, okay? They're going to have periods where their weight fluctuates a little bit and they feel self-conscious. I mean, think about it. The people who are like in the public eye with their bodies or like with their businesses or whatever, they're even more likely to have negative thoughts, because if they subtly shift at all and people are like, oh, you're not as successful, or your body doesn't look as tight, like that's even harder for them because they've got to deal with that pressure. So, you know, like don't allow yourself to be different from everybody else and put yourself in a corner and be like, I'm just this pathetic person that can't do it. You know what I mean? Because that is when you're falling for the ego. You're letting those thoughts become your identity, but it's not. There are different parts to you, okay? That negative part of you is not who you are, and everybody has that aspect of them, okay? Everybody has that aspect, and sometimes people will judge you on that, and that's fine. We have to kind of accept that some people judge, and we want to forgive them, and that's okay, and also forgive ourselves for judging others sometimes too, okay? But the key thing here is that when you're in those low moments, when you're like, oh shit, I'm in a negative place and I'm like wanting to fall into this identity, don't allow that to happen. Don't allow yourself to be like, I am this pathetic loser who can't follow a diet, or I am this pathetic loser who keeps eating emotionally, or like fall into this identity of I will never lose this weight, or I'll never be successful, or I'll never make friends, or whatever that catastrophe thought that's coming up, okay? Because the brain is thinking the worst. And the thing to remember, the thing that used to take me through emotional eating, was remembering that the brain perceives things to be worse than what they are. Reality is always better than the worst thought that you have, right? Because your brain is perceiving the worst, and then you're feeling bad and making that thought mean something because you're believing in the worst that hasn't even happened yet, right? And even if it has happened, okay, because then your ego might go, oh, but it has happened, you know, like I have experienced the worst situation. Even if it has happened though, you can still come out of it, right? It can still change. So applying this, because you literally apply this to anything, right? So applying this to weight, for example, it's like, oh shit, I've lost some weight and now I'm on the forward part of gaining it all back. And then your brain's thinking the worst and you're identifying with this, oh, look at you like binge eating again. You lost the weight. You thought you were doing so well, didn't you? Oh, there you go. I told you so. I told you you're just this pathetic loser that couldn't keep the weight off. This is just like, I'm just making up what your ego might be saying. You know what I mean? And then you have to be like, detach from that, right? That's not you. I have that voice. Like, everybody out there has that voice. It's not just you that has that voice, okay? That's not you. That's your critical part of your brain. It's not you. And you have to detach from that voice and be like, oh, hello there. Like, it's you again. I don't have to believe you. And then be like, okay, so this is just that voice again. What's the actual truth? And the truth is that even if you are gaining the weight back, or you are at your heaviest, your situation can always change. And that's what you have to keep in mind, is you have to hold on to that to gain some sort of momentum in a more positive direction. And that's literally what I did during my emotional eating, during my diet, like trying to lose the weight that I had gained from the emotional eating and get rid of that whole obsession around dieting, right? So I had to go through that same process. It wasn't a easy, like, it wasn't a linear process where you're just succeeding all the time. People have this idea of dieting and losing weight that it's a linear thing, and it's not. You go through periods where you gain a little bit back, and that's normal, okay? It's the same with everything. It's like starting a business or any kind of goal that you're trying to go for. Like, say you're trying to play a musical instrument, or you're a singer or whatever. Like, there's actors out there who got accepted for a huge movie role who had to go through being rejected 100 times before they got that movie role, right? And you don't think about the failures. When you're comparing to somebody, yourself to somebody else, you don't think about their failures. You look at me now and you don't think about the times where I was like binge eating and whatever, eating cake in my car. Like, you forget about that stuff because you've succeeded. So in the low moments, just remember, when you look back and you've already succeeded, that stuff's not going to matter. And it's normal to go through those shit times, right? You're going to go through those shit times. Like, you're losing weight. You're going to have moments where you feel out of control around food, and you feel like there's a part of you that's scared that you're gaining it all back. There's going to be parts of you at your heaviest where you're like, am I going to be like this forever? Is, you know, I'm freaking out right now. Or there's parts where you're on a journey to a career. Maybe you didn't get accepted in a job that you wanted, or maybe your business isn't taking off how you wanted it to, right? But if you persist and you don't let those little things make it mean that you're a failure, it's the meaning that you put on it, right? It's the meaning. And even if you have a bad day, you have a bad week, you don't let that mean that you're not a good person, or that you're not enough, or that you're not going to be capable of doing this, okay? Because you can be in the worst situation and still come out from that and succeed, right? So just remember in those moments to detach from that voice and say, hey, this isn't me. This doesn't have to be my identity. And it's normal to have these days, because that already makes you feel better. You have to cling to the thing that makes you feel a little bit better. So if that means saying, yeah, I had a shit day, right? I had a shit day. And then you're accepting it already. You're accepting that you had that day or whatever. And then you'll already notice a shift in your energy. You're like, oh yeah, like, I'm just a normal person having a normal bad day, right? And then you shift that, and then you don't let it be who you are, right? You don't let it be who you are. And then you start to look at it from a place of, okay, so my brain is thinking of the worst right now, but reality is always better than what the worst thought my brain is trying to make me believe. Reality is always better than the worst thought that my brain is trying to make me believe, because everything can change for you, right? And then suddenly you're like, okay, so everything can change for me. So let's get into that energy. Let's get into that that hopefulness. Or from hopefulness, then you're maybe in more of a position to decide, right? Because you might not be able to flip the switch from I feel like shit to I've decided to do something about it. Because again, when you're in that energy of deciding, are you in an energy of pushing? Are you like, okay, so I'm going to start doing CrossFit now and do keto? But what's the energy coming from, right? What's the energy? Are you really pushing, or do you need to actually rest and be like, all right, so I need to focus on self-care right now and not worry about how many times a week I'm exercising, I've gone through periods where I haven't exercised because it felt really pushy for me to go do it. And I had to just honor where I was at. And like, then when the momentum builds up and I'm feeling good again, then I actually want to exercise and it feels easy, right? And it's about, not about how much you're exercising so much as the energy around you and who you are and how you approach your meals and your situations and your relationships and how is your mental health, you know? And so that's how you're going to be able to shift out of those negative thought patterns. Because yes, I shift thought patterns. Like I think I notice a thought and then I'm like, okay, so that belief, I want to shift that thought, right? But sometimes that kind of stuff, if you're in a really bad place or that thought is a repeating thought that keeps coming up, sometimes just even observing it from a distance, you can just be like, okay, that's not true. That's just my ego. Right? And then it's about the feeling that you hold on to. You're not engaging with that thought. You're not allowing it to alter your mood. You're just like, oh, there goes the ego again, right? There goes that ego again. That's just normal, especially when you're shifting something. So when you're shifting your weight, that thought is going to come up. And all you have to do sometimes is be like, okay, that's not true. That's just my ego, right? So that you're not falling again. Like you're not falling into that ditch again of, oh my God, like I'm in the ditch now, right? Even though it's okay, sometimes you're going to fall in that ditch. You're going to relapse, right? There was times with my emotional eating, oh my God, so many times that I relapsed, right? So if you think that it was just like flipping a switch, it's how you deal with the relapses. It's how you deal with the self-sabotage as to whether or not you're going to move forward or you're going to stay in that place. And one of the things that keeps you in that place is allowing yourself to fall for it and think, okay, now I am this pathetic loser that self-sabotages. Now I am this person that's thinking negative. And the thing is you just have to be like, no, this is normal. I'm just a human being. I'm not perfect. And that already is going to help you not stay in that place of self-sabotage, okay? So that's how I was able to flip the switch and just realize that, you know, some of the thoughts that came up, I was like, oh, shit, that's not true. That's not true. That doesn't have to be my reality. And then that's how you begin to flip it. But also, I don't allow myself to fall for that thought again, which is also the ego, that is who I am. And that's what that's how everybody perceives me to be. Because that's another thing is like you might open up to a friend and be vulnerable and talk about your negative stuff. And then suddenly your ego is saying, oh no, everybody sees you as that person now. You know, everybody sees you as that person that was being negative, or everybody sees you as that person that gained a bit of weight after they lost it, or everybody sees you as that person who's eating a burger or whatever, right? And you just want to shift out of that and look at the bigger picture, okay? Because your brain is trying to zone in on this tiny little thing that isn't important, and you just want to widen the perspective and go, oh yeah, things aren't as bad as I'm trying to make them seem. Or even if they are, I can get out of this. Okay? So anyway, babes, I hope that was helpful for you today. I hope that you can get something out of that, because I just want you to know that like you're a perfectly imperfect person. You're imperfect, I'm imperfect, and we're all still amazing and enough and worthy of everything that we want, and we can achieve everything we want, okay? Despite the fact that we go through periods where we may not feel that great or not believe in ourselves or we self-sabotage, or it's normal, okay? You're not always going to be perfect, yet you can still achieve everything that you want, okay? So Anyway, babes, I've had couple girls sign up for one-on-one. I still have a couple spots available. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, just reach out to me. And other than that, I'm excited to be working on another project for you babes. It's going to be a monthly membership. So I'm really excited about this monthly membership because I want to devote some time to you babes, where I help you set goals and set intentions each month. We have like a group where we can all hang out and be friends and work on our manifestation goals together. There's going to be stuff all around emotional eating, weight loss, mindset, manifestation. It's just going to be a great group for us to meet other girls that are like-minded, and also just to help for me to help you set goals, intentions, do some masterclasses. And yeah, I'm going to be posting some more info on that soon. If you've been following my stories on Instagram, I did kind of give a little bit of a snippet preview of it. So I'm really excited. It's going to be coming out soon. And I know that I just want to help so many of you be able to reach your goals around your body and your life, and to shift your inner world and then watch your outer self shift. Okay, because that's what I'm all about. I'm all about making you feel good and then just watching you flourish and become the best version of yourself. Anyway, babes, I've got to go, but I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.